This is it.
My name is Payman. I'm in recovery, and thanks for letting me share. I don't know if I could do 20 minutes, but I'll try my best to express my experience, hope, and strength. So, first of all, I'm so happy and glad to be here with you guys. And being in this program, it's a privilege for me. I'm 41 years old, and I was born in Iran in a very dysfunctional family. And as I remember, my dad was a rageaholic and addict, and my mom was very depressed and sad person, and she was beaten by him almost every other day. And as I remember, my mom was very, very depressed and anxious, and I felt that feeling in my heart, you know, as a child, even when I was 2 years old, maybe less than that. When she was trying to put me in sleep, I still remember that she would sing very sad songs, you know, and it's still in my mind, and I remember it. And I was sexually abused at age three, and I don't know what happened, you know. I just, the first feelings I experienced in my life was feeling of anger, loneliness, abandonment, and rage, resentment, and fear of judgment. And you know, and I lived with those feelings my entire life. I remember before I was sexually abused, the only feeling I was feeling was happiness, and you know, and I was free. And immediately after that, I experienced those feelings, and I got stuck with them. And afterwards, my parents' dysfunctions, you know, led me to depression. I remember at age five, I stopped watching cartoons, and I was literally an adult child, and I felt unresponsible for my parents. You know, I have to do something, and why this is not working, you know. And I remember that I was depressed at that age, and I lost my happiness at age five or six. And I split it, you know, I disassociated with my real self, with my authentic self. And I completely forgot myself, and I was living for other people and people pleasing. And actually, my people pleasing started with parent pleasing. I would do everything for my mom and my dad to be seen, you know, and I was never seen, and I was never loved. And I was never happy. And when I look back in my life and things happen to me, I realize that I wasn't a sick person, or, you know, I see depression in different ways right now. So my depression and my anxiety and feelings come up are experiences that I experienced in my past life, and they come up as feelings like fear, loneliness, fear of abandonment, fear of judgment, shame, guilt. You know, those feelings are experiences I experienced in my childhood, and I'm completely aware of them. So my feelings are not my what I call it identity. You know, my identity is completely different than my feelings. What I realized in this program that my feelings are just my past experiences, that they come up as the feelings. So my real authentic self is something behind those feelings, is the person who's watching these feelings, is the person who's feeling these feelings, is the person who's deciding to who he wants to be. So, and in this program, I'm learning how to connect with that person and to know that person who's behind those feelings and thoughts. And this is an amazing journey. You know, it's lifting a lot of guilt, shame, and self-hatred, and you know, control and judgment. You know, it's I'm feeling the healing, you know, healing from those feelings, from those experiences, which is not my identity, which is not my character, which is not my values, you know. And it's sometimes gets hard, you know, to separate myself from those experiences and feelings, because it's so deep within me, and it's enmeshed with me, that I believe that those feelings and thoughts are me. You know, it's real me, and but it's not. It's not, and this is the journey I'm experiencing, that separating myself from what happened to me. And actually, trauma causes me to believe on what happened to me. And in healing, I'm learning what happened to me. It's not me. It just happened to me. I can be whoever I want to be. And this is amazing. It gives me a choice, it gives me freedom, it gives me hope, and it gives me you know, a lot of joy that life is not done for me. You know, when I lost my dad when I was 12, I felt like life is done. You know, I'm done. How am I gonna survive? What's gonna happen to me? You know, that kind of thoughts. But I survived, and I have a good life, and I have a lot of friends, and I have hope. But I didn't have it 2 years ago. 3 years ago, I stayed home for 3 years. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to be in touch with anybody. And I was just dealing with those feelings, with resentment, fear, anger. And I was constantly living in my past and judging myself, judging other people. And I was miserable 2 years ago. But with the grace of God and this program, and I'm not that person anymore. I attend meetings. I read literature, I go for a walk, I work, and I made a lot of friends. You know, life is going on, and I'm getting back into life, and I'm enjoying my life. I go to gym, I have a lot of hope. I felt there was no hope for me. I never had suicidal thoughts, but I was destroying myself. I was sabotaging myself, my relationships, my career, my future, because deep down I believe that I'm not worthy of life and life has nothing to offer for me. Whatever I do is wrong. And that kind of beliefs. But I don't think like that anymore. I have hope, and life has a lot to offer, a lot. And the most important thing for me is I realize there's hope for me, and I have a lot of capabilities, and I have a lot of talent, and I have, but I was so addicted to sadness, fear, anger, resentment that I couldn't see my strength, my ability that I can do something in my life for myself. I can help other people. People call me from different countries. I'm in different 12-step programs, and they ask for help, and I'm so grateful that I can help them, and my experience benefits others, and I have a lot to offer, and life is beautiful, and I don't want to stay home anymore. So, but 2 years ago, I was just staying home, and I'm not that person anymore, and I completely forgot that today I am this keeper, this speaker, and I was going to the gym right now, but so grateful, I'm so busy that sometimes I forget that I'm depressed, Yeah, this is the miracle of the program, but before the program, I was so depressed that I didn't know that I'm depressed. And now I'm so busy that sometimes I forget that I'm depressed. Still, I'm still depressed during the day, but not like before, like all day, all night, even in my dreams. I get depressed maybe an hour and 2 hours. I go down and then, and then we did the phone call, attending to a meeting, reading literature, praying. I go up again, I just don't stay down. And it lasts like only 2 hours, maybe 2 hours, an hour. So this is a miracle for me, and I don't wanna stay home. I don't wanna sit down. I don't wanna. This is the huge progress for me that I have hope and I have a program, and I have a plan for the future, and I exactly remember when I attend DA, I wrote my dreams. And I have four and five, and it already happened, two of them. I wanted to be in construction, and immediately after 1 week, I was introduced to someone, and I'm getting in the business. And I wanted good relationships, and it's happening, it's happening, and I'm not that's sad anymore. And my past doesn't bother me like before, and this is a miracle for me, and I have good relationships with my sister, with my brothers, and my sister recently attended to DA. She opened it for me that she's depressed, and I invited her to the program, and she loved it, and she says she's gonna attend. No, this is my purpose. My purpose in life is being happy, helping other people, and enjoying life, you know. It's not more than that. Life is easy. But I was so wounded that I didn't know how to live. You know, I was so damaged inside, and a lot of traumas that I didn't know how to heal myself. And I started using drugs, alcohol, you know, bad relationships, different addictions, you know, to numb the pain. But they didn't work. And in DA, I learned that I have to face the traumas I experienced, that I have to heal from inside to outside. So when I heal inside, my outside, my external world heals by itself. You know, when I'm healed inside, I make good decisions. I'm gonna have good relationships, and I'm gonna have good feelings for myself, and I feel worthy, and I'm gonna have a better life. So I'm so grateful for being here, being with you guys. So my English is not perfect, but I tried, you know, to express my feelings and my experience. And you know, in my opinion, depression is not a moral issue or a physical issue. It's just addiction to sadness. And as an addict, I quit many addictions, and I can quit this one too, you know. And I can heal, and I can have a good life. And that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share it, and thanks for the meeting.
Thank you very much, Payman.
Hey, Bernard, just a little reminder to stop recording.